Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keish. Oh yeah,
Hi.
can you hear the ice
Oh yeah,
tinkling,
I don't
tinkling?
have ice in my beverage, but America and the world, we're celebrating something. Maybe it's that Gia's home survived the hurricane.
Just feeling grateful to be alive and with it, and having some survivor guilt for all the people that had such a bad time of it. It's a mixed emotion, when you're when the hurricane path changes and you like it's good for you, but it's really bad for wherever it's going.
Yeah, I know, Gia, but that
And I
you didn't
know.
have control over that.
I really didn't. Nobody
No,
did.
you're not
Gosh.
that powerful.
I guess you just have to let go of that feeling that you can control things.
You have to
But
try, or maybe, like try to help somebody.
Well, let's shift to lighter fare. Tell me what you're
Okay.
drinking.
Oh, okay, sure. The other reason we're celebrating is because I found a new Cosmo mixer today at the store, and it's put out by Stonewall Kitchen, and it features pomegranate. They
Features
say,
the pomegranate. All right.
and they say, I believe, that you put 1 ounce of the mixer in and then 2 ounces of vodka. And I
Okay.
believe my ratio is more like 3 ounces of each.
All
So
right. So
buckle
strong
up,
on all
America.
fronts. Yeah.
I don't handle my liquor well.
The pomegranate's like, isn't that one of those sort of superfoods or something?
Well,
It's
yeah,
got
I
like
feel
all
like
of the.
this is sort of a like a healthy beverage. It's kind of
Exactly. It's a health
almost like a
mood. Yeah.
smoothie, but without the
Without the
frostiness.
kale.
Exactly,
Did you
without
see
the
that
kale.
recent headline about I don't know. I didn't read the article, but it was like a picture of a fetus in the womb and they had the mother eat kale and they showed the fetus's face after that and it was making this horrible grimace.
We feel your pain, little baby.
Was going, "Mom, knock it off."
boy. Who knows which is worse, some cigarettes or some kale?
Yeah, kale cigarettes. Well, I'm having a we created this drink ourselves,
Oh,
although
that's
maybe
nice.
not. I mean, it's not exotic or anything.
You and Rory?
Yeah, he's having
You're.
one too. So it's a Tanqueray and
Yeah, could you say that again, please?
Tanqueray. What?
Tangeray. Okay.
Yeah.
How many have you had so far?
Am I slurring
A
already?
little bit. A little bit, Gia.
Tangerine, full Tangerine, and lemon juice and seltzer.
Oh, okay. So this is a sort of your version of your lemon drop kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Well, it should be club soda, but this is just seltzer. It's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's ice. Ice makes all the difference. You really need ice for things. Why don't you
Yeah.
have ice?
I don't have an ice tray in my freezer 'cause it's so full of other stuff.
Oh, we've
But
given up
I
on that. I just buy bags of ice now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or I could have thrown some frozen fruit in there, which was my
Oh,
original
that would have
thought.
been nice,
I
sure.
know, I know, but I can't make that walk now. So
One takeaway from the hurricane that I came up with I don't know why I'm jumping back to that, but I learned how to make scrambled eggs in the microwave, and I
Oh.
prefer them now.
Oh, gosh. That's a lot
Yeah.
of information to digest, Gia.
Well, maybe, but it's quite simple, but it changes the texture and
Yeah.
something about like the butter, like you melt the butter first. And then you mix your eggs in it. I don't know. It's like the butter flavor gets better distributed or something. I don't know what it is.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Kind of live off eggs. So
You do?
there's.
I didn't realize that. Okay. Gosh,
Yeah.
I sometimes
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know you at all.
You really don't. You really
You're so mysterious.
don't. I'm complicated. I don't know how
Yeah.
many times I have to tell you that, but.
I know, although if I'm gonna guess what you're wearing, I think it would be a safe bet to say overalls and Crocs.
Well, now you'd be almost right. Earlier, I did wear overalls to the grocery store, but while I
Oh,
was at
sure.
the grocery store, I decided to treat myself to a pool cover. Oh. And that's when I'm wearing
it. Oh, no. Oh, no. America, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, a pool cover.
Yeah, I was, like having one. I was having one of those random days at the grocery store when I was like, oh, right, I need a cat collar. And, oh, look at those pool covers. Those are cute. And so, no, it's like, it's, I believe it's meant to put on if you're at like wearing a bathing suit, but then you're going to go, you know, have a cocktail at the pool lounge or something. And so you'd put on your pool cover.
You really feel like you're living at the MetroCourt pool, don't you?
Yeah. Except I'm wearing it more like I meant like maybe it could be a nightgown. Cause I don't know. I need, but it's nice. It's got fish on it.
Sounds hot. That,
so does the cat's collar, actually. We both are wearing.
I see. So there, that's how Gia's brain is working these days.
It's yeah, I was pretty random.
That you were
pretty random. And then
did you buy some goldfish also? Some goldfish crackers?
No, I didn't. I should have kept that theme going. But I had to go to the liquor store, which is attached to the grocery store. So it's merely separated by a wall. You know, like what? I don't understand what.
Yeah.
Why? Like, they don't do that in the north.
No, no, because we're too lazy to walk around that wall.
Well, I feel like it's, you're more honest. It's like, you know.
Maybe.
Like, we look, need, we're going to get, we're yeah. just going to get schnockered. Let's face it. You know, we're buying our food and we want our booze at the same time.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And why make us walk around and go in another door? It seems a little, I don't know what. So you can get wine and beer, of course, and
of course, because that's
you have to, you have to go.
Those
to
are
the
staples,
other...
I guess. Whereas, like your gin is an exotic beverage.
Yeah, and at that liquor store, there's nothing romantic about it. I need some place with a little mystique. I'm gonna have to find a new liquor store. If I'm gonna continue drinking,
Different. That's what will stop your drinking is if you can't find a liquor store with some mystique.
Well, yeah, there's nothing attractive about it, and they don't sell any like extra like glassware or accoutrements.
Does it smell like farts?
No, that's your store.
Yeah, okay. No and you'd think that would have stopped me drinking for good, but it was, you know, this discovery of this new pomegranate forward mixer that, you know, has got me back on the
back. Okay, back in the comforting arms of alcohol.
Warm embrace.
Well, how is it? What does it taste like?
It's not as sweet as the store brand Cosmo mix that I had last time.
And so that in my book, that makes it good, but
yeah, I think that means it's more nutritious. Yeah.
Okay.
So I shouldn't feel bad about eating candy and nuts for dinner.
No. But can you taste actual pomegranate, would you say?
You know, I guess so. I don't have pomegranates that often, so I suppose this is the flavor of a pomegranate, but
they're a frustrating food to eat.
Yeah, and my palate is really not sophisticated at all. So, you know, I'm really not the person to ask.
Really? All right.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I think my palate is dead. And not because of COVID or anything. Like, I didn't have the COVID, you know, symptom of. But just... Uh-huh. I believe I've read that your taste buds go down the tubes like every other part of your body. So you don't, like I frequently find it like cheese doesn't taste like cheese as I remember from my childhood. You know, I'll be like, well, this monster, it's, you know, even if you get the expensive stuff.
Don't even know how to respond to that, but
well, I don't know how it was in your house, but like every now and then there'd be an occasion, like a holiday, and your mom would put out, you know, fancy cheese and crackers.
Really? Oh, well, yeah, my mom used to get like cheese balls that were rolled in nuts.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a teacher gift, and I don't know if they enjoyed that or not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, they would have enjoyed just like a Cosmo mixer, probably.
Well. To tell you the truth, I wasn't a teacher, but I worked in a school, and
yes, you did.
Generally threw out what anybody
whatever gave me because you thought it might be poison?
I thought they might be trying to kill me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think that's a good instinct there, Gia. Yeah. Not that you deserved that, but I would think just across the board, they would probably.
Yeah.
Be
so anything homemade. Yeah. I was just like, thank you.
And then you hear the sound of it getting tossed. Yep.
Going down the drain. Well, anyway, maybe we should talk about General Hospital.
Oh, I thought we were.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
I just watched, let's see, what did I just watch? I just watched Thursday and Friday today.
And I rewatched Wednesday, Thursday, and then watched Friday for the first time today. And we also didn't ever discuss Tuesday. Dedicated.
How can you stand that?
Well, you know, I couldn't stand it because both Wednesday and Thursday, I believe, opened with Portia and Jordan.
Yeah.
In what might be the most tiresome storyline of all time.
Yeah. I feel like many of the storylines are wearing, they're stomping on my last nerve. But there were a few bright spots. I feel like there were a few bright spots in the last couple of days, mainly with actors I like.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's something. I know. It's nice to see actors we like. Even like when Ava's walking around, she looks like she's legitimately been stabbed with a hook, right? Yeah. She's that good, America.
She's that good. I do feel like, wouldn't that be kind of soon for a massive wound like that?
Yeah, I was thinking that also, yeah.
I don't know enough about massive wounds, I guess, but...
Well, and also we don't know, like, time-wise how many days we're talking about here, you know? I mean, Diane's been, like, under the knife for, like a week now, so...
Right, like somebody said, you know, Diane, it's still in surgery. I'm like, how many days have passed and she's been still in surgery? Like,
they just, like, do they sub team, in
new
know?
Doctors? Yeah, like, hand over the knife and...
I can only go 12 hours, man. You gotta come in.
Did you wash your hands? I have to wash your hands.
Good callback to your sepsis lecture, Gia.
Yeah, and FYI, I did look something up this time, and we should probably talk about actual hospital for a while, but if there's a lull, I will.
Oh, please, God, don't let there be a lull.
Regale you with some information that I found interesting, but.
Oh, boy. All right.
But
Let's dive in then to more hospital. Okay. I did want to, before we get too deep into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or whatever it is you've got stored up for us. On Tuesday, our friend Carly was still in Fort Lauderdale, right? And she had a visitor.
Jacksonville. God, that's a pomegranate speaking.
Jacksonville? Oh, okay.
Completely different city.
Where the hell is in Fort Lauderdale?
Well, a lot of people.
Okay. Jacksonville.
I've been to Fort Lauderdale quite a few times. It's lovely.
You have? Okay. All right. Yeah. We can talk about that another time, I guess. Okay. But okay. Carly had a visit from you know who.
Oh, that's right. I actually groan with just disgust every time there's a scene and he comes on.
Again, this Drew, he just seems like he's there for a booty call. Like he would fly from New York to Florida for a booty call. Whereas our old Drew would have actually gone there just to see how she was doing. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's where I'm at with him. I'm like, okay, so we've covered ad nauseum, how he's absolutely nothing like the original Drew. Yeah. So if we could put aside those feelings and go, okay, let's just take accept this guy.
Him.
Like for who he is as a character.
Huh.
Then I still don't like him.
I know.
That's what I mean. So even as a whole new character, I still like. I agree with you. Like he seemed like he was coming for a booty call, and that
kind
was
of lecherous, right? Like you know.
Yeah. So I don't know. Acting all caring, but he's so smarmy that
he's smarmy. He doesn't seem like he has a lot of layers, really. Right.
No, and I didn't like. Sorry, there's going to be a lot of pauses because I'm drinking.
and I'm wiping up my cocktail.
I really hated the fake pose with the kids.
Ugh.
That
Like, well, how manipulative was that?
Yeah, that's like
trotting the kids out.
Yeah, so like I've got a puppy back in my dorm room. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, what a scumbag. Yeah, now that you mention it, he's even worse than I thought.
Yeah, he seems scummy and schmarmy, and I don't know.
Yeah,
that would be a cool storyline though if they did turn him into a total. Yeah. Like scumbag, like using Carly and like he'd be bad mouthing her behind her back to his buddies or something. You know.
Like who anybody would tolerate that, you know, he's got some very classy buddies that would be like, what the fuck are you talking about, Drew? That's Carly, man.
But yeah, wouldn't that be cool though if he became like a town pariah and she didn't know and everybody be trying to tell her and she wouldn't believe it.
He could have sex with her and then when she was talking to him about something that was important to her, you would see like in his eyes that he didn't give a shit, you know?
Yeah. Or he could have sex with her and then just disappear, you know, just drop her.
Like, yeah.
Ghost her. He could ghost her as a kid.
Yeah. So. He could go to Aruba and have a
Jamaica. Ooh.
Oh boy. Okay.
Sorry. That's automatic.
That's okay, Gia, because that's where a lot of our listeners are from. All the islands that are listed in that song.
Really? We've got Jamaica listeners?
We've had Jamaica in the past. We've had Barbados, Aruba. Yeah.
I've never been to any of these places. I wish I had, but.
I went to Aruba once.
You did? What was that? What was the occasion for that? Were you going to one of those leadership seminars?
Obviously, it was a tremendous success because here I am. Yeah. I went with a college friend of mine, and it was just like a vacation, but I guess, you know, they're used to people going there like for their honeymoons and stuff. So. Was it a guy or a girl? No, it was my friend Linda, who lives in Alaska now. But they made up one bed, I think, believing that we might be a lesbian couple, which, you know, is an honest mistake.
This has been an issue for a long time for you. Then.
It has.
You should take a hint.
Maybe. This other thing isn't working out for me.
Oh, it just depends on how you look at it. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you dodged a bullet, really.
Believe so. Yeah, I'm really super dead inside, so I don't even.
Super dead. Well, super how does dead. Cheese taste to you now? Like, not well, like childhood cheese.
Not like childhood cheese. And I'm going to be honest, I don't think I like nuts very much either.
What?
I know. When I really think about it.
What kind of were you eating? Like a mix, like one of those just Planters?
Yeah,
mix
yeah, meat? Yeah. And I, well, as much as I love highest, peanut whatever. Butter, I don't like peanuts really.
They usually put in a lot of peanuts.
I know that's part of the problem. Yeah, yeah. They're like the junk nut, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor peanuts.
The junk nut.
Yeah. But anyway. That's not why you called.
Yeah, it's true. They're actually a legume. And that's not something I pointed out.
How do you have any friends at all?
I thought of you today because I was looking at Instagram and you get stuff suggested to you. You might like blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
And so now I'm following some woman who's like a succulent. I forget what it's like. The
succulent whore.
Something or other. Yeah.
Slut.
Yeah.
Slut. Yeah. Slut.
So I checked out the page. And Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's fabulous. Oh my gosh. She had like.
And that's why you thought of me?
Yeah. I just thought how disgusted you'd be with me for following a succulent page. Yeah. But
that's the kind of thing I imagine you do in your spare time, Gia.
I do all kinds of weird stuff in my spare time. I don't even know why I've gotten so weird, but it may have been foretold in the scriptures.
Let's not pull that thread.
I messed around with plants a lot today because I'd had to store them all away in the storage shed, you know, during the hurricane. Not so much because I cared about them, but I didn't want them to be projectiles in my neighbor's windows or something, you know. And
I'm not sure I believe you, but okay, go ahead.
What?
Let's pretend why you put them away. Okay.
No, that's really why I put them away. But so anyway, I thought, well, this is kind of, I'm spending a lot of time with plants, and Shelby would, I mean, Keisha wouldn't like that.
No, that's okay, Gia. I understand you have a fondness for plants, you know. Yeah. That's fine. It's fine. Okay. And the ponies, right. Sure, you know.
Yep.
What
yep.
makes you, Gia?
Yeah.
Just like I enjoy the donut.
The donut. Have you tried to watch Lodge 49 yet? There's a donut show.
Oh, that's right. There is. Donuts do feature prominently in that show. I'm got to tell you, I'm locked into this Felicity thing, which it really puts me in a funk, but I enjoy the funk.
I watched an episode of St. Elsewhere.
Oh, I used to love St. Elsewhere. I really did.
I think I missed it completely.
Yeah.
I don't know if like that's when I was in college or something, but I don't like it doesn't look familiar.
Uh-huh.
I know like that's where a lot of people got their start.
Oh, like Denzel, yeah. Lots of people, and Mark Harmon, yep. Good job.
But I'm coming almost to the end of Hill Street Blues, so I'm trying to come up with a substitute, you know.
Yeah, and you shouldn't watch anything that was recorded before like 1985
1985,
huh? Yeah.
Well, you know,
shock your system.
Just to sock it back to you, like I'm actually up on, like I've watched Better Things, I've watched The Bear, I've watched Lodge 49, and you're watching Felicity.
No, but just to go back at you, I listen to Post Malone, and I am a believer. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a believer.
I don't know what that is. Post Malone.
Justin Bieber fan.
Oh, okay.
There's an awkward silence now.
I finally, like you mentioned, is it Harry Styles?
Yeah, Harry Styles?
So he's in some new movie, and so I was like, okay, that's
worry.
Harry Styles, but I don't know any of his music. But.
Yeah, and does it seem to like it to you that that movie title needs a comma?
Oh my God, thank you.
Thank you.
That's such a relief.
Like,
I'm pretty
sure. Does nobody proofread anything anymore?
Well, and when people wish somebody happy birthday on Facebook or whatever, they don't. They shouldn't you have a comma? Like, happy birthday.
Yeah, you really
Teresa.
Should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I can't watch that movie. Sorry. No comma. No watching.
Yeah, what's it called? Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You're quite right. Quite right.
See, that's why we're friends, America. Punctuation.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to get pretty wound up about stuff like people like putting periods outside of quotation marks. And
yeah.
I also don't understand why the use of the semicolon is so hard for people.
That's
you know, like if you use the word therefore or furthermore, or you know, it's pretty, it's pretty cut and dried how it works.
And now I'm beginning to understand why you suspected,
why I don't have a lot of friends.
Well, or why parents might have been poisoning the cheese balls they gave you. So where
okay,
were we?
General Hospital. We haven't talked about it at all.
No, not much. Except
okay, let's
just
go back to Jordan and Portia.
Yeah. Okay. Man,
where do you stand? Curious. Who's in the right here? Jordan on the side of truth,
right? Well, I wish Jordan, like we've talked about before, her tone and everything is always the same. So it's hard to know, like, how she really feels about anything, you know, because she's always trying to deliver it in this, like,
yeah. Now, so that's a very personal, heated conversation she's having, not police work.
Right.
So that would be the time to cut loose a little bit.
Yeah.
With the body language and
Portia,
the tone. And,
you lying, duplicitous whore.
Whore, yeah.
Right? Because Portia, at this point, I feel like, she's just a mess, right? I mean,
she is a hot mess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, she's obviously not denying what Jordan is saying. you know, but she wants Jordan to like go along with the lie, right?
Yeah. But and I do have sympathy. I feel like Jordan should butt out. I feel like, you know, why does Jordan get to pressure her on this?
Yeah, Jordan's agenda isn't entirely clear. I don't think she's completely just thinking about Curtis. She's also wanting to sort of like damage Portia or bring her down a peg or two. But at the same time, if Portia really cared about Curtis and knew the kind of guy he was, she would know how important it would be to him that he knew he had a daughter, right?
Yeah. But here's my problem with the whole thing.
Okay.
I don't know why. Well, they've turned Curtis into such a dink.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Why
that's
anybody true. Would want to be with him is beyond me at this point.
I know. Meddling with Trina's life, I think he went too far.
Yes.
Even though, and he said why, but it didn't really seem like his intentions were that clear, you know?
Yeah, and it seemed like, wouldn't that be something as a boyfriend, I mean, mm-hmm. fiance, I guess, but mm-hmm. wouldn't that be something you would have discussed with Portia?
Yeah, definitely.
At the very least, maybe not Trina, but at least Portia?
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, he's being sort of sneaky himself.
Yeah, and he's just being so dinky and unpleasant in every conversation with pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I don't know where he should be putting his energy, but it seems maybe he's trying to act like he's the good guy doing this sort of thing because he knows he's a total fuck up when it comes to Selena, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, he can't. He is no match.
He's no match for Selena Wu.
Yeah, he really isn't. I don't think anybody is.
No, even Sonny's like, woo.
Yeah, yeah. Watching her get on the elevator is like, woo. Pure evil there.
Yeah. What did I get into here?
My favorite new character and name is Carver.
I know. I was like...
That was funny.
That was funny. Do you want to say anything more about that?
No, I just like him. I hope they bring him back. Yeah.
And obviously,
I don't
understand
why every time anybody interrupted him, he had to wrap up his tools again because
and
like,
he's
obviously
still got the guy strung up.
Still got the guy strung up. Yeah.
I know. Because that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, wow. Even though I'm sure the whatever they're using to string him up is probably soft on his wrists or whatever, that's a long time to be have your arms over your head like that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you could sort of feel his discomfort, couldn't you?
Yeah, like I can't even, you know, just putting my shirt on, like that's uncomfortable.
I can't do that anymore.
Just holding your, let alone having your, like, literally having your shoulders popped like that, you know? Like
I have to cut all of my shirts off.
I think that pomegranate's getting to you.
I know.
But yeah, so I like Sylvester. I like that.
Sylvester?
I know I'm jumping. Sylvester. Where did that come from?
Where did that? Fort Lauderdale.
I liked that we saw the Sonny the mobster again.
Yeah, yeah. The Mike side of him was kind of gone for a stretch there, wasn't he?
I mean, I think it's good to remind us if he's gonna remain a mobster, I think it's good to remind us what that boils down to,
right?
In real life,
ugly business.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be funny, though, if he kind of blinked sometimes and sort of caught a glimpse of all of this through Mike's eyes, you know?
Oh, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
If he was just a teeny bit sort of, you know,
yeah,
taken aback by his actions, you know?
Yeah,
like, let's give him a lemonade, this poor kid.
I thought Michael was played that all wrong.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on that, Gia?
Well, I just thought the way he went in, mm-hmm. I don't know what angle he should have taken, but I thought, well, that is simply going to make Sonny suspicious.
And it more did, suspicious. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure how he could have played it.
Right. Right.
I mean, I guess he was simply trying to rescue Dex. Not out of any altruism or concern for Dex, but just so that Dex didn't spill the beans about their arrangement, I guess. That would be my guess.
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Joss comes barging in. Of course, she's just in love with him, so.
so she, you can't trust her. Yeah.
And nobody's pointing out. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, did you think somewhere in Michael's little noggin, he was thinking, did Dex kill these people? Have I hired a murderer?
Yeah, I'm wondering if anybody's wondering that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Dante, he could be.
Maybe. Well, no, yeah, Dante's even listening to Joss.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much faith in any of these sleuths.
They're not getting the job done.
But I don't know. They also, nobody's pointing out, like, they're talking about this jingling sound. And they're so fixated on the dog tags. It's like, could be bracelets, people. Could be bracelets. Small person.
Right.
Could be a woman with jewelry, not, you know.
Right. Well, like with one of those charm bracelets.
Yeah. a Pandora. A piece from
exactly,
Pandora.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get Pandora to sponsor us.
With all your children, you know, the charms. With...
yeah. Mine would be silent.
you'd have a charm on there, and then the other charm could be, I don't know, some like work boots or something, maybe Monopoly pieces or
one of those paint keys that I can never find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paint keys and paint stirrers. Like when you need a paint stirrer, like you can never find it. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't they give you more?
I know. And although today I discovered like a cache that was full of paint stirrers. So I was like, okay, Keisha, make note of this, please.
Settle down. Don't take them all.
Because yes, I was at Lowe's again today.
Of course you were. Yeah.
I know.
So anyway, I liked the torture scene. I am worried about Dex.
I know, cause you love him. You're like,
he's doing a good job so far. I hadn't spilled any beans.
He is doing a good job because I'm still a little bit undecided about, like, cause I know he's got some hidden agenda, right? Or he's got some secret. I don't know what it's going to turn out to be.
Think so? You don't think couldn't he simply be doing this for the money from Michael? Just simply.
Well, to work for Sonny, though, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm still hoping that he'll, although he may not feel
as. Joss.
Oh, yeah, he will, of course. I'm hoping that he'll bond with Sonny. I guess it's less likely now. He'd be a little less inclined to.
A little bit less inclined, yeah. Who knows? Who knows, Gia?
Yeah, we don't know how that's going to play out.
No, we don't.
Anyway, so there was that. Okay, what else did we have? I thought Nina was kind of hysterical today. I was enjoying her.
When she kind of bounce out of Ava's hotel?
Yes, that was
hospital
funny.
Room.
Yeah.
Because she won, right? She won the right to house Ava.
Yeah, because Ava wasn't going to Nicholas's house.
Yeah.
So does Nina live in Ava's former apartment?
That's that kind of how they made it sound. I don't know if you remember it. Oh, and there was something else that I was thinking that isn't entirely related to this. But when Victor was visiting Spencer at Pentonville.
Oh, yeah. We saw Spencer again. That was great.
I know. It's been too long, you know. But we didn't ever see Victor get off the boat, did we?
Right. I was wondering about that, too. I was like, well, I guess he let Lucy go. I wonder how that ended. Yeah, that seemed like a detail they left that should have been kind of important, you know?
Unless he took, like, a Zodiac boat back to Port Charles.
Right, but even just they didn't,
her on the
like,
boat.
Shouldn't they have wrapped up the detail of how that night ended with them?
This is another occasion where I'm wondering if they didn't feel like they had the chops to write that scene, you know, so they just cut to a few, a couple
just
days.
Cut forward, and just they think, you know, we'll forget about what happened. With
yeah, because yeah, we're, you know, we're usually drunk.
Right. Yep. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm almost done with my
having drink. A sip. Yeah, moment to have a sip of cocktail here.
Yeah, I'm a little scared that I've finished my drink.
I'm getting there. The ice is all gone. That makes me sad. I'm drinking from a cup that says "Down the Hatch."
<You're> classy, sophisticated. I believe that's gift. What they serve drinks in at the Metro cart.
To me, it looks like something that might have been at the Tano. Actually,
I was thinking about the Tano today because I was wearing my Tano shirt out and about.
Yeah, and yeah.
Nobody stopped me at Lowe's, which was disappointing.
Has anybody ever stopped you about
your
shirt?
No, okay. No. Which I guess that's also disappointing. But I was thinking, gosh, it's not going to be that long.
If you had it say, ask me about a table at the Tano, then you might get stopped.
Maybe. Or if I had bigger boobs filling out the
shirt. That might help, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of things really not helping me in that.
Speaking of boobs.
yeah.
Sam,
lots of boobs were showcased, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking mainly of Sam's. I'm not sure who you're talking about. But Sam was back in old Sam outfit.
Kind of,
at the hospital speaking to Spinelli.
Right, right.
Another storyline that is absolutely tedious.
And ludicrous.
It's ludicrous, and they've made it go on for like 8 years.
Yeah, and fucking Cody always has to rear his ugly head when it comes to that, you know?
Yep.
Always putting Spinelli in his place. Because honestly, I don't believe Spinelli ever would have done something like this, right? Hacked every single account in the world to
What is Cody's connection here? I mean, what's his involvement with it? I don't understand that.
Well, he knows that Spinelli's behind this dating service. I don't know if he knows like quite what he's doing, which is super illegal, right? But
he could blackmail him or something.
Yeah, he's got enough, at least in Spinelli's mind, that he still has power over him.
Yeah. But, anyway, I like Spinelli. I wish they'd come up with something better for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, possibly the pining over Maxie storyline or anything. Mm-hmm. This is just ridiculous. But.
And even Austin, like, we don't really know what his deal is these days.
That's
you know?
Another incredibly tedious storyline. Yeah. And that scumbag, Mason, uh-huh. The newest scumbag.
Yeah.
I could see less of him and be okay.
I wouldn't mind that either, yeah. I know.
And Austin, the actor, looks just like bored. He doesn't even he can't even summon up the energy to play this part because it's so stupid. And
right. So it really continues to beg the question, why kill off an interesting character to replace him with a less interesting character?
A less interesting character that's on less frequently.
Yeah.
That's paired with somebody that he really has very little chemistry with, I think.
Yeah. Well,
and
Maxie,
Elizabeth and Franco, you know.
Right. That was a nice relationship. It really was.
And that was a heart-wrenching relationship. And now it's like, I have to remind myself, like, oh, he and Maxie. Okay, right. You know, and it's.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cody. Then we've got Cody. Like, let's get through all the boring, tedious things we're not liking.
There was a lot of that in those days, honestly.
Yeah. So the Cody, Mac, Felicia, you're part of our family.
Yeah,
story.
that was too much. And I even if I don't like Cody, I kind of would have sympathized with him at that point. Like, I don't know if I would want to rush into those arms, you know?
Yeah, they seemed like the Stepford Wives or something.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, as much as I do love Felicia, I love Maxie. Mac, I don't know. He's a little bit,
Mac just doesn't seem very bright. I don't know.
Not these days. Not these days, no.
And he wasn't saying anything welcoming, you know, but suddenly the ladies jumped in with all this bullshit about, you know, being
and I don't think I care either way if Cody's related to Mac. Do you?
Yeah, that was kind of Cody's point. It was like, good point. Like, what difference does it make now?
Yeah.
But he'll instantly be able to call him dad. Dad?
Right,
oh,
right.
Oh, and that brings us back to Marshall sighting today.
Marshall with his tiny hat and his large clarinet.
His large clarinet, and he's going to go around and bring joy to all the patients.
Imagine that.
And
if
Ava
Marshall
had to, like,
showed up in
like
your hospital room, what would you do?
Yep. With his...
I'd be like, do not resuscitate. Yeah. I start to flatline. You just walk away.
And he started playing at Ava, you know, and she's having to look like she's, enjoying it. Oh, man. Wouldn't I love some jazz?
Oh, as sweet as Tupelo, Mississippi, honey.
Oh, I know. I mean, the like fake like jive talk is just,
cut it out. Just shut up and get out.
Cut it out. And the hand-holding by people that are beyond a certain age is, it wasn't just them, but they started it today. And he and Epiphany, I was like, oh my God.
I feel like Epiphany would get tired of that shit.
I hope so. Let's hope so. But at least they didn't do much with him today. It was just kind of he was just being used to get Curtis to go on about that endless storyline.
Yeah, Curtis is just doing laps in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Like, telling anybody.
We were in the hospital almost all these episodes. Like, we were in the hospital a lot.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't interesting. Like, I love
I don't
a
have
nice
anything to say about
drama,
that.
But...
Except I do like the plants and I like that painting.
Mm-hmm. I know, Jesus.
So I do like that setting. And it is called General Hospital. So
it is, yeah. And there's got to be a reason for that, I guess.
Okay, here's what I liked. The bright spots for me were
Anna and
Valentine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Although they have now, they're still going with the Dickensian and Charlotte.
Oh yeah, on the phone. I know. I thought
which
you'd
is,
be bummed,
you know, like God, that. Talk about two actors who are night and day, right?
I know. The original Charlotte, yeah, and that.
I feel like she could have like flattened Victor.
She would have
eaten
that one
Charlotte.
For lunch.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I don't know how they explain those choices that they're making. You know,
contest winners or buddies of the writers, or I don't know. I like how does a Cody work his way on a show like that? You know,
that's a good point, Jan.
Nobody wanted him, but he must have. Had something on the writers.
Let's
or,
see, we have
know.
$40 for this character. Who's willing to work for $40? What's your name? Okay.
What's your name? You're not going to get much of a wardrobe. Just these jeans and this.
You have to bring your own
belt
t-shirts.
Buckle. Yeah, three cranberry red pocket tees.
And do your own hair.
Yeah. So anyway, they Valentine and Anna, I thought, were convincingly like in love and
the even though I still feel like calling her darling is a little too soon. I don't know, but he's always done that, right? So I guess that's just who he is. But yeah, and they're also just so good that you'd like to see them, right?
Yeah, and they're sort of like witty in a subdued way, so I thought they were a bright spot.
Mm-hmm.
Naked Chase, you know.
Sure. Stupid, yeah, it was nice.
Stupid storyline, but
stupid. Yeah, that's all getting like just unnecessarily stupid too. But yeah, Chase, we love to see Chase.
The highlight of that
scene, clothed or not.
Yeah, the highlight of that scene for me was when Chase pointed out, when she was taking all the food out of his fridge that wasn't good for singing, he pointed out that eggs were, you know, eggs
not
aren't
dairy.
She said they're in the dairy aisle. And
no,
I did like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just a ridiculous little thing. And it's going to be an unbearable scene when he has his big gig.
And Selena's like grinning. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
She made this all like possible. She
just swallowed the canary or something.
Exactly. You know, all the time. Yeah. I didn't even understand why, like, when Sonny was going through his mind about how Chase got the gig, you know?
Yeah, I don't quite understand the significance of that. So yeah, she got him. Selena got him the gig.
Right. Although he could have got the gig on his own easily.
Right.
So, yeah, it's all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all kind of stupid. So that's a stupid storyline, but it had a funny moment there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else did I like? There was something else I liked. Well, it's escaped me now.
Well, I know it wasn't Gregory.
Oh, no, that's also being tedious. Them racing around, like, it just seems so out of touch, like, the whole newspaper angle.
Yeah.
As, like, they're going to save the day with their newspaper articles.
Right, right, yeah. And everybody's just doing laps in General Hospital.
Yeah, so much hospital time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody that reads the newspaper?
Actually, at the bookstore, lots of people buy the local paper.
Do they? Okay.
That's I don't know. Yeah, I know. That's kind of. I think maybe because they don't. Are there more
people that buy Uncle Henry's?
I think it's because the local newspaper doesn't really have a legitimate website. So, and the
yeah,
the
I paper, just feel like you know, things are online.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything real is happening, you'll know more about it by looking online than you will waiting for the next day's paper. And I guess, you know, Alexis's paper has a website too, so it's, you know, more the website
probably. Yeah, maybe it's the online readership, but I don't know. It just feels like an out of touch storyline.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe the viewership, maybe we're all pretty old, so they figure, you know, we're newspaper readers.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
That's tedious.
What else is good?
Yeah, what did you like? You got anything?
Well, I did like seeing Chase again because it seemed like it had been a while, but it felt like he and Brooklyn are still like she's still trying to do this like pulling away.
Yeah, the thing with Link is so
that's also dumb. Still. It's not even like soap opera interesting, you know? It's like, please, we don't need this convoluted nonsense.
Right, and they're still doing this sort of fake roadblocks to their relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it seems like Chase is perfectly willing to like express how he feels.
Yeah, he is.
You know, Brooklyn ought to
be
like,
that was the point of today.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe I can accept this now.
Yeah, it just seems very, very, what is the word? Forced, the whole storyline.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
otherwise, she's very impulsive, right? In a lot of aspects of
life,
she's impulsive and rash.
Right. So. That was the whole point of her. I guess the other highlight for me today, at least, was Nina. I thought Nina was starting to kind of spread her wings, her Nina wings, and be just being more jokey and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. 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 If we can see her, every time we see her outside of the context of Sunny, I think it helps her.
Yeah. When we see her with Sasha.
Yeah.
And Ava. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but even with Sunny, she was being kind of funny and I don't know. Like if they can put the whole like Carly thing behind them and just you know, move forward and be who they are and then see what happens, that would be more interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's all I've got really.
We didn't talk too much about Spencer. What did you want to say anything about
Spencer? I liked his must prison look, his mussed up hair. And I thought that was a good sort of classic prison thing with, you know, the guy knocking the book out of his hand and everything, you know, it's gonna get ugly.
I know. Even in the prison library, you're not safe.
Yep, you're not safe anywhere. So, I don't know. We don't know how bad things will get. Things got bad for Michael in prison.
Oh, gosh, they sure did, didn't they?
Yeah. So let's hope that doesn't go there for Spencer.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, but I was glad he was back.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of felt like, I suppose Victor would be the obvious choice of people who would visit him, but it sort of felt like we could have had him. I feel like I keep saying this, like a much more interesting conversation if he'd been talking to somebody else, you know?
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, wouldn't Cameron have gone to see him?
Yeah. That sounded like they had
intentions. Or Alexis or, yeah. Any, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Because Victor's just got the one script, you know, like family's important, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, although he's the reason Spencer's in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway. Okay. All right. Well, I think we've probably kind of covered it.
Yeah, I think we have, Gia.
And I didn't even get to my interesting facts about wallpaper, so I'll save that for next time.
Wallpaper? Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay.
Nope. I know.
You're going to hold on to that, are you?
I am.
Okay. I guess we can count on nobody listening next time.
Yeah, they're probably not listening now. So.
If they've got anything else to do, they're probably like, you know, I have some laundry I could be doing right now.
Maybe I'm going to alphabetize my CDs. You know,
done.
Okay, well, it was nice to talk to you again. And so we'll catch up again in a few more days.
Okay, Gia.
We'll try to be more positive. Let's focus next time when we watch. Let's, like, things we like. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We're not good at that. And I don't think we can blame the booze. Yeah. Okay.
No. I think we're just getting
positive, less drunk last time. How about?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. Let's go fix another cocktail.
Okay, Gia. Okay. You and Rory have a good night.
Okay. You guys too. And we'll talk to you in a few days.
All righty.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.